gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Laffner. I'm delighted to be joined by YouTube superstar and host of Wrestling with Regret, Brian Zane.
Oh, thank you. You flatter me. I'm just a guy.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. You know, this is my first time in the UK. I've been here since last Tuesday. I spent a few nights in London, did some sightseeing, saw approximately like three things, all the things you can see in London. And then I got into Manchester on Friday, almost missed my train by like a minute or two. It was the most nerve-wracking experience of my life. And so I was just, I'm happy to be here, going to conventions is always great, and so to have my first one in the UK is pretty awesome.
Yeah. How do you find Manchester?
Honestly, I've like maybe seen like a little, I've seen a tiny percentage of Manchester. It's literally been my hotel, this place here in the middle of this industrial area,
yeah.
and a bit of Media City. And the Nando's and the Lowry. That's pretty much all I've done today.
Yeah, it's the first time I think I've been in a day. I tend to come to nights out
here. Yeah.
So, how did you get the idea to start some of your
channel? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of channels like Nostalgia Critic or Todd in the Shadows, Faelist. Basically, that whole genre of, like, nerdy guy making fun of bad things in a certain medium. Genre. But when I was, you know, as I was watching, I realized there's nothing out there about wrestling. There is no Nostalgia Critic of wrestling for me. And so I thought, well, you know, I've got the video production ability. That's what I went to school for, what my day job was at the time. And, you know, I have a bit of a background in wrestling as someone who's wrestled and managed since 2006. So I figured, you know, why don't I be the first one to do that? Actually, that's not true. I'm not the first one to do it.
Yeah.
But the guy before me who I saw, I was looking up to see if there was something like this. I saw one other guy, and I didn't think it was very good. And so I thought I could do better, essentially. And that's kind of how it came about. But it took me like a year of kicking the idea around in my head before I finally pulled the trigger on it in, 2013 is when I started. And so I've been doing it for 5 years now, and I've been full-time at it for two. Wow. So it's been a pretty big ride, pretty crazy ride.
So when you started training to be a wrestler and manager, was there a wrestler or a manager you wanted to start?
Yeah,
style
I think my two biggest influences at the time when I wrestled were like Chris Jericho and Roddy Piper, who both had the ability to wrestle and work a match, but were also big characters and great on the microphone. I'm a much better talker than I am a wrestler, and if you go look at my matches on YouTube, you will know that to be true. And that's kind of why I gave up the whole, wrestling thing after a year of it and went into managing. And now I call it, influencing, sponsoring. I'm not a manager anymore. Paul Heyman is not a manager anymore. Let me just put it that way. Yeah. So, because I'm the influencer Brian Zane now. But those are my biggest influences. And then, you know, the more I did the managing thing, I looked at guys like Jim Cornette and Paul Heyman and that type of manager. Actually, it's funny. They're two very different types. So I consider my character to be kind of like a hybrid of those two.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
In the beginning, what did promoters ever ask you to do any crazy gimmicks?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Were promoters asking you to do any crazy gimmicks when you started wrestling?
No. I don't think I was ever approached to do any kind of gimmick. I was always just me. I was just Brian Zane, plucky, young, terrible upstart. When I was wrestling, it was it was very stripped down. I would come out wearing the Oregon football jersey, because I'm from Oregon originally, so I'd wear like the college jersey. American football, I should say, not footy, as you know, here in the UK. So, that was literally all my gimmick was. I was a college student who got beat up a lot. That's pretty much it. And so, no, I was never approached to do anything wacky. But, I mean, I would have liked the opportunity.
Well, what's your favorite movie starring a wrestler?
My favorite move or movie?
Movie.
Film. Oh, well, I guess, I don't know. Like, the more I think about it, the more I think Ready to Rumble wasn't that bad. But The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke is probably my favorite wrestling movie, but I can't watch it more than once. I saw it the first time and it was marked out. I was like, oh my god, like it's backstage. That's how we talk backstage. It's crazy. But then, when I tried watching it again, couple years later, I had that same moment of, oh, that's so cool. And then, like, the second act kicks in. It's like, oh, man, this is really sad. I don't want to watch this anymore.
I don't think I've watched it twice.
It's too tragic. I watched it 1.5 times. That's pretty much where I stopped. I'm like, I'm done. It's, I don't want to see this again. It's too sad. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of my favorite just for how, like, powerful and well done it is. As far as, like, a movie that entertains me, like, I don't even know anymore. Like, I guess... Scooby-Doo Curse the Speed Demon, like that second one they did, because it was actually like a big improvement on WrestleMania Mystery. Yeah. I don't know, it was a little goofy, but I don't know. I guess there's not a whole lot of like good wrestling movies out there, and I guess maybe I'm forgetting one or two ones that I like. I don't know. I know Kayfabe, the documentary from 2004, was one of my favorite. Yeah. I talked very glowingly about that, and Heel Kick, which came out. Just this past year is entertaining as well. I recommend either of those. They're both mockumentaries produced by Canadians, but they're not the same companies, which I think is very interesting. Canada has the market locked in terms of wrestling mockumentaries, apparently. So those are both very good.
Right, which two wrestlers would you do a table for free with?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably Jim Cornette, since there's the obvious comparisons there.
Yeah.
Honestly, Cornette and Heyman, and I know they're not wrestlers, but probably those are the two I would probably, you know...
Your best stories out of them.
Yeah, I would just love to pick their brain and hear them talk. I really, you know, I could sit and listen to them talk all day.
Last one, what superhero ability would you like?
Oh, flight. Easily. I can't tell you the number of flight-related dreams I've had, or it's like the ability to leap tall buildings in a single bound, or just like cover extremely long distance in a single jump. Those are the best dreams for me. I haven't had one of those since like high school, but God, I would love to, you know, be able to fly. Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, that's the best.
So before you go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yeah, you can find me on facebook.com/wrestlingwithregret. That's with a W before the regret, for alliterative purposes. I'm on Twitter @ZmanBrianZane. You can also find me on patreon.com and prowrestlingtees.com/wrestlingwithregret for both of them. And I'm just happy to be here.
That's all the links will be in the description below the interview. I've really enjoyed speaking there. I'd love to have you on the full show in the future.
Thanks, man. So I appreciate that.
That was brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah.